Stansbury Hall, formerly the WVU Fieldhouse, where NBA star Jerry West played, currently houses our philosophy, humanities, religious studies, and statistics departments. You will also find WVU's Army and Air Force ROTC programs here. For generations, we have prepared students for military careers. Stansbury also houses the Office of International Programs, which opens the world to students through hundreds of study abroad trips and opportunities for global service learning and on-campus activities. Last year, more than 900 WVU students flew off on life-changing study abroad trips to the United Kingdom, Morocco, South Africa, Brazil, and dozens of other places. This is where a brand new College of Business and Economics building will be built in its place, thanks to a generous donation from alumnus Bob Reynolds and his wife Laura. The new facility will house the university's growing number of business students, offering them the education they need to be the business leaders of tomorrow. As you cross the pedestrian bridge, you are looking at the Beechhurst Station of the Personal Rapid Transit System, or the PRT. Its golden blue computer-driven cars glide along the guideways above you. Student passengers ride for free between five stations that connect all areas of WVU. It takes a PRT car about 8 minutes to get from Evansdale to downtown, and each car holds about 20 people. Since 1975, the PRT has been shuttling about 15,000 passengers around campus each day. In 2012, its 80 millionth rider came aboard. The PRT is a convenient way to get to the stadium from downtown for football games. The system is undergoing a complete modernization. After you cross the pedestrian bridge, walk to the left and follow the sidewalk as it winds around the PRT until you see a set of stairs. Now you get to experience an activity that is part of every student's fitness regime, stair climbing. Walk up four flights of stairs and stop next to the emergency phone with the blue light on top of it. Please pause the recording until you are standing next to the emergency phone. WVU is one of the safest schools in the country, and we give students ways to stay safe. We have our own security force, and 53 WVU officers work closely with the Morgantown City Police, the West Virginia State Police, and the Monongalia County Sheriff's Department. You are looking at one of the 37 emergency phones on campus. When someone hits the red button, a university police officer responds to the location. In addition, a free Live Safe mobile app gives on-the-go access to authorities. Parents and students can also sign up for text message alerts about safety and weather concerns. You may notice that WVU also has digital signs, known as information stations, all over campus. In an emergency, the screens turn red and display emergency info with an audible alert. Students can tune into the information station's feed on their residence hall rooms on cable channel 7 and 72.1 HD. A coalition of community members from the university, the city of Morgantown, and Monongalia County came together in 2013 to create the WVU Greater Morgantown Safe Communities Initiative to look for ways to increase safety across the community. Their work has now achieved the recognition and accreditation of the National Safety Council.